So this podcast is called Reading a Book. So I've read a few books in the last few weeks. When I mean a few, I mean four. Still, it's okay. It's okay. You have to read something, because if you do not get the different perspective from someone else, when you gain a different perspective from someone else by doing nothing special, just reading a book, any book, even the Gruffalo, or even a dictionary, you might learn something new, you might learn a different word. All I'm saying is that have a different perspective. If you're going to compare and judge everyone or anyone, I know people say I don't judge people, but we do judge people. We all do. This gotten way from different paths now. I thought I was talking about books, now I'm talking about judging people, now I'm going to talk about something else. So I read The Richest Man in Babylon, Factfulness, and one other book, but I forgot that was the name, and The 5 Major Pieces to the Life Puzzle, A Guide to Personal Success by Jim Rohn. Yeah, I'm still not finished with The 5 Major Pieces of the Life Puzzle or The Factfulness book. But I don't think you should split your attention span between the both of these. Anyway, so I'm okay. The shit hit the fan about recently. I went back to the petrol garage for a new job. I now work there for Saturdays after 2 to 10, and if you want me to work any other day, I'm willing to do that as well. Today I called Halifax for helping me with my finances. I have mental health issues, as you might know from listening to my podcast from before. So basically, they offered me some help, some refund. The one from the credit card, they refunded me £80 or something, I think, like that. And they also froze the interest for 1 month. While the main current account, they refunded me £100, which will be available in 24 hours' time. But ideally, I wanted them to freeze the interest rate, the overdraft interest charges for 1 year, so that I can get myself back on feet. But apparently they're not going to do that, so yeah, I don't know. So, oh, and another thing, I went to see Wales Pride Month. You know the Pride Month that's going on right now? I went to see that in Wales, the Pride March in Wales, Cardiff. It was a nice sightseeing experience. My future brother-in-law lives there. My sister's fiance lives in Wales and works in Wales. Coincidentally, his name is the same name that I use with escorts. Even though I can't even get it up, I can get it up, but I don't feel anything. I still see escorts, which is kind of weird. Because if you can get it up, you might want to do something with it. So, for the next year, from this month, June, to next year, June, or next year, February, before I turn 37, I plan to have some money in my account. I must do something about my current situation, because I cannot be a slave to these people all my life. I have no intention of being a slave for more than I should have been. I shouldn't have even be a slave. It was his son that committed treason. But I'm not going to go back to that same shit again and again and again. The old man knows that from the beginning. He always knew. That's why he offered to convert me. Otherwise he wouldn't have, because he's a selfish old bastard he is. Never mind that. So, what was I thinking? If I keep saying the same thing again and again, it's not going to get very far. But while you're listening, I will give you something while you do listen. If I'm not freed by the end of this month, Let's give them a bit of time. End of July, they will be homeless for all eternity that they are born on these material planets, material worlds. They will be beggars and humiliated. They will be beggars, prostitutes and pimps. Just like he is now. Just like that old man is right now. I'm sick and tired of giving them opportunities. They should not be giving any more opportunities for them at all. They are vile to the core. And that idiotic moron of a son of mine, Arnold, he changed his name, he sucks dick to that piece of shit, and he thinks he's the right person to do this. He doesn't even know who he's helping. He's helping the most evilest, scummiest person there is. He knows that. I don't know why he does it anyway. He's stupid. Either way, each to our own. He's an adult, so they can keep, they have the capacity to make their own minds up. So, apart from that gay parade thing, it was lovely. Although, come to think of it, this was told to me by a different YouTube subscriber. People in the gay community, LGBTQ++ or whatever they are now called, they only celebrate who they sleep with, while we heterosexuals don't even give a shit. In a few years, forgive me if I'm mistaken, pedophiles, bestiality will become the norm, and they too will be celebrated as someone as from the LGBTQ++ community. It's not comparing it to these LGBTQ people, but the way things are going, I would have put it past them. It may be a bit of a controversial topic, the LGBTQ community, but it is as it is. Every time I try to get myself out of this thought of slavery and entanglement of these people, I tend to go back to it without even thinking. It's like I'm being misdirected right there. I choose not to talk about them, but they always drag me back in there. You know what they're doing? They're digging their own graves. They have until July 31st to let me go. Failing that, they will be homeless and they will find out who committed treason in the first place, and they will be made to pay for their crimes, and I will get back my 36 years of life that I lost, and all 806 quintillion times I've been murdered will be done upon to him. So right now, anyway, I'm just gonna go back on YouTube and look at some videos, maybe shorts, some TikTok shorts, and maybe whack one out at a Pornhub or X-Hamster. That's it. Have a good day. Although I don't feel anything, I do like to climax. It does feel like I'm rubbing someone else, but yeah, I can't be asked.